You're listening to the F.C. Tucker Bloomington Realtors House to Home Show on WGCL, proudly sponsored by Menards on Liberty Drive in Bloomington and Panama Property Service. Make one call for your home improvement needs. Call Panama Property Service, PPS, at 812-369-9696. And now, your hosts, Nancy Baldwin and Brian Thompson.
Hello and welcome to House to Home. I'm Nancy Baldwin with Harold Fish Mechanical and Building Solutions, and my co-host is Brian Thompson with F.C. Tucker Bloomington Realtors. Hello.
Hello there.
How are you?
Great. How are you?
Great. Our guest today is Mark Underhill with Water Furnace International, which we've never had Mark on, so
no.
I know. This is exciting stuff.
Yes, it's always a newbie, too.
Oh, I know. I forgot to tell you about the hazing.
Hazing. Yeah.
No, there's no hazing. No.
Thanks for inviting me.
Yeah. Absolutely. So, water furnace. I've known about water furnace for a long time, but we've never connected to be able to have you on the show. So I want you to talk about what it is. People don't know what we're talking about.
Not
do
a clue.
They?
Nope. I don't have a clue.
Well, water furnace is a Indiana company out of Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
We are the largest and oldest residential manufacturer of geothermal heating cooling equipment.
Got it.
So we're an Indiana Green company, which is
very
important
cool.
to a lot of people now, especially in when you're building on leads.
Right.
And that's
oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But we are all of our manufacturing comes out of Fort Wayne, but we are an international company. We sell overseas. We've got a subsidiary in China. And we were just recently purchased by a company called NIBA out of Sweden.
Hmm.
So they are the largest manufacturer of geothermal in Europe.
Wow.
So now we're part of the largest manufacturing in the world of geothermal heating cooling systems.
Wow.
Very cool.
That's awesome. Well, and it's always been my understanding that we're being the United States.
Right,
it's kind of behind the times in this geothermal game. Is that true?
Yes, we are. We've enjoyed cheap energy for a long time.
Right.
And that's not been true over in Europe. So now you're starting to see electric prices go up.
Mm-hmm.
You're seeing a lot of the electric companies using natural gas now rather than coal.
Right.
So that's going to start eating up the natural gas supplies. The fracking issues going to decrease some of those supplies.
Yep.
And we're seeing a lot more cars and trucks using natural gas. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, right now we enjoy very reasonably priced natural gas, but it's going to go up very quickly, very soon. The geothermal systems we use pull heat out of the earth or deposit heat back into the earth. So
mm-hmm.
it's a renewable energy. And it does qualify for a 30% tax credit through the federal government.
Ooh.
Through the end of 2016.
Yeah,
yeah.
So if you're at all interested, you've got about a year and a half here to
mm-hmm.
to get things done
mm-hmm.
before the tax credit goes away.
Yeah.
It also includes solar and wind for that tax credit. So you
wow.
can combine
yep,
solar with geothermal.
Oh.
And we've done several of those type projects where it's called a net zero energy home.
Mm-hmm.
Where we're actually using the water furnace unit uses electricity to power the pumps that move the heat from the ground into the house.
Mm-hmm.
We have a water pump, we have a refrigerant pump, a compressor, and a fan.
Right.
We can do many types of equipment. We can do water-based, like hydronic in-floor heat.
Mm-hmm.
We can do a combination of forced air and in-floor heat. In Europe, it's they've had fairly high prices.
Right.
So that's where we can come in and do it for a lot less.
So my question, you see houses that have geothermal, and it's always something like, you know, because the normal consumer doesn't understand what it is. So, you know, being a realtor, I'm trying to explain to the best of my knowledge what it is. But really, what is the where did the technology come from, and why do you think it's not used as much here?
Well, the technology has been around for a long, long time. It's
okay.
just because energy prices were so cheap, it didn't really become popular. And in the last 10 to 15, it's really become popular.
Mm-hmm.
And then the federal government getting behind it is renewable energy.
Mm-hmm.
So we take one unit of electricity to power the pumps that move the heat, and
right.
we get four units of energy out of the earth for free.
Nice.
So we're 500% efficient, where the best gas furnace is only 98% efficient.
Right, right.
A straight electric furnace is only 100% efficient. Mm-hmm. So we're getting a lot of free energy out of the house or out of the earth. I think in the last, you know, before the recession, mm-hmm. we had a big green movement going on.
Oh, yeah.
And there's still a movement, but it kind of, the recession kind of dampened that a little bit. Now I think you're going to see that resurge, and people are going to be concerned about how they're using energy and what their carbon footprint is.
Exactly.
We can reduce that carbon footprint by quite a bit, because a lot of the electric energy that's being generated now is coming from natural gas or coal converted to natural gas.
Right.
So we're a lot better on in this area as far as concerned with the coal-fired power plants, which a lot of people are concerned with. So we bury pipes in the ground, a plastic pipe that absorbs heat at the same rate as the earth does, as it will transfer it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we convert that energy or that heat into the water. We bring it into our unit inside, and we extract the heat out of it, or we reject heat back into it for cooling. So in the wintertime, we're taking heat out of the water. We're heating domestic hot water for your domestic use.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
And then we're taking that rest of that heat, and we're heating the house with it. In the summertime, we're taking all the heat out of the house for air conditioning, so that's removing.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're heating all your hot water for free, which we use that as a byproduct. And then whatever's left, we put back into the ground and store it for the next year. So we use the earth as a huge solar collector. That's where most people don't understand. Geothermal really is solar energy here in Indiana.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's not true geothermal, where we're getting molten rock or heat out of the center of the earth.
We are not coring all the way to the center of the earth, people.
Right. So instead of putting solar panels on your house, just use your backyard as your solar panel.
Right.
So that's where we're getting a lot of interest in it. And nowadays, we've got some new technologies on loop installations, where we can bore underneath the ground and not tear up the yard to put the pipes in.
Yeah, I was going to say, because that's something that I've heard before being in the industry as well, is that people are worried that you're going to take their entire yard up, number one, and you're going to, you know, make a big mess, especially if it's something that you're replacing an older unit or something like that.
Right.
Or they don't have a big enough yard. And I know that preferably you'd go across the yard and have a nice big horizontal loop, but you can go vertical.
Yeah, we can go straight down with like a vertical well.
Mm-hmm.
We can do the trench loop like you're talking.
Right.
And that's where I used to tell people, we're going to nuke your yard. Because it's just, you dig that trench, it's 2 foot wide, 5 foot deep, and you're going to pile that up, and it's going to take a year for it to settle back in.
Right, right.
And that's what people didn't want in their nice landscape yard.
Well,
So the directional drilling now, you've probably seen the machines on the side of the road where they're drilling water lines or whatever, or internet lines underneath the road. We do the same technology now. We can bore it underneath the yard. It just have like a 5 foot square opening where we connect everything, put the sod back on it. You wouldn't even know we're there.
Huh. That's awesome.
That's nice.
In some of the areas where there's a lot of rock, which we have a lot around down here, then we can do the vertical wells. And it's a little bit more messy than the directional drilling. But it can be cleaned up pretty easily. It can be contained in a
small area.
Go ahead.
Yeah. No, I was just going to say that I think people are, as you know, when we first started geothermal several years ago, people were very skeptical about it.
Right.
It was not cost effective at all. It was very high in price because there wasn't very big demand for it. Only people that really had a lot of money building some really nice custom homes were like, yeah, that's what we want to do. But more and more people are kind of getting on the wagon and saying, yeah, I want to save money. And because it does reduce your utility bills and it does pay for itself much quicker than it ever used to. And I think people are wanting more and more to hear about different ways to do it or different companies that will do it. So,
well, the cost has always been the big issue.
Sure.
And most people think it's a lot more expensive than it really is.
Right.
I think that's what's gotten out there, and that's where we got to educate people. It's really a lot less than you might think. And with the 30% federal tax credit, that's taking care of the biggest part of it. So the real extra cost in the system is the loop. that's right. extracting the heat out of the earth. Mm-hmm. That loop, once it goes in, it's going to be there forever.
Right.
So as you go through life cycle and replace mm-hmm. the equipment, the next time when you replace that equipment, you don't have to put another loop in.
Sure. Right. We're going to take a quick break. I'm going to interrupt you. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Mark Underhill from Water Furnace International.